professional?
Bam.
So you do it on professional.
Okay.
Now we've already done it once. Now it's confusing because now I've got two different claps on the track.
Ruined.
Now that we're giving Ari video recording 101, let's jump into it. So we are doing this one this time with Ari. And did we mention that last week?
Someone mentioned it on Twitters?
Someone mentioned it.
I can't remember.
I don't know. But maybe we mentioned the thing last week, the recording last week. So we're here with Ari, my 10-year-old son, who has been speaking at the NDC Security Conference here in Oslo. And we thought we'd involve him in this one. Just so we can see it's real.
Yeah.
I like the way that you work for TroyHunt.com, so just remember that.
Child labor laws.
You're here to do my bidding. All right. So we're just going to talk about some of the things we've done this week, because now we've all done talks. Mm. And I thought we could start with Ari. So why don't you talk about what it is that you spoke about at NDC this week?
So I spoke about current combat and coding for kids. And a few kids came to my code club, and I'm going to do it next week in London.
And can you remember, what did you teach them? What do kids need to know about coding?
Methods and strings and tags and blah blah blah.
Okay, so when you go through Code Combat, you can just go to codecombat.org. Is org, isn't it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I think it's .com.
Maybe it's .com.
Wasn't it code.org and codecombat.com?
It is.
Yeah.
So code.org is the one that works really well for smaller kids. Codecombat.com, is the one that I was after. So I'm glad you know what you're doing. So when you go to codecombat.com, it is browser-based, which is super, super cool. So anyone can go there without having to install stuff or privilege access or anything like that. And then it's game-based, right? So
It looks a bit like Call of World of Warcraft, or there's different characters, and you can get different weapons and armor stuff.
Okay, and for you as a professional child, what do you like about coding with ogres and armor and things like that?
It makes coding a lot more fun.
Right.
Because it sort of adds a bit more adventure.
Okay, so would you enjoy the coding otherwise, or do you think you need that extra exciting stuff?
I wouldn't play it as much if it didn't have swords and armor and ogres, because it just makes it more fun.
And that's when we think about Code Combat. Code Combat was a bit like that too, where you could do the Minecraft Code Combat, or the Frozen Code Combat, or the Star Wars Code Combat, or whatever the thing is that your kid likes. They could sort of work in an environment that they recognise, or at least a theme that they recognise. Okay, so we're going to do this in London again next week as well. So if you're watching from London, you can come along to NDC London for free. What day are we doing? It was Wednesday? It's next week.
I've actually forgotten.
I'll put a link to it. We'll just figure it out in the day. We'll be there. All right, so that was Ari's talk. What did you talk about, mate? Are you going to talk about?
Yeah, my talk is next. My talk is in 35 minutes. So yeah, I'm doing a new talk. It's called 25 Years of SSL Secure-ish Sockets Layer. So it's kind of a talk of two halves. First half on the history of how we got here, so from 1994 when encryption was first introduced and what the web looked like through to today, and then some of the more modern problems that we're having on the internet with encryption these days. So and then the last 2 days, yesterday and the day before, I did my TLS workshop here at NDC Security as well.
Actually, so speaking of which, you have got the shirt on.
The Hack Yourself First shirt.
I spent the last 2 days doing the Hack Yourself First workshop.
One of the next one in London next week is the new version, right?
Yeah, in fact, I've got to talk to you about that because I had more ideas on it this morning. But
we're cutting it close to the workshop next week.
We're changing the workshop a little bit. Just a couple of things have changed. We were doing a module on mobile APIs where we'd route things like phone through laptop, and then we'd look at all the mobile traffic, which is just becoming increasingly painful because Android's making it really hard proxying.
Yep.
And it's also
loads of apps cert pin now.
Because loads of apps are cert pinning. Also painful because loads of networks have client isolation, so one client can't see the other client in order to route through. So we're basically going to kill that off, and then we're going to spend a bit more time on some other things. And of course now we've got the same site cookie stuff, which changes to CSRF module.
It's not in Chrome imminently.
Chrome 80, I think it's the 4th or 5th of Feb.
Yeah, so it's very, very soon.
I didn't tell you, but when I did the CSRF module a couple of days ago, I was sort of talking about CSRF and so how many people know about same site cookies? And I had 42 people in my workshop, and there were zero
tumbleweeds. Yep.
And so, okay, so you're aware in like 2 weeks a bunch of your stuff might just fundamentally break, right?
It's weird, like, because I do the Hack Yourself First workshop as well, and I was doing private ones in the last 2 weeks, and it has been exactly the same in every workshop that I've done. It's like, this is coming and nothing's going to stop it.
So that's going to be fun.
So, yeah.
When that breaks.
I'm going to take the day off.
And then this morning I did Internet of Pwn Things, which was a lot of IoT stuff. You were in there. You had a little bit of a cameo.
Yep.
I had it was a photo of you laying on the floor.
With heated tiles.
Yeah, so in fairness, like there was context for it. We were staying in an Airbnb a couple of weeks ago, and because we're Australian, we don't have heated floors. So when you saw the heated floor, it's just like, this is amazing. I've just got to lay on this and like bake.
40 degree floors.
Yeah, you cranked it up to 40 degrees. Was it nice? Was it cozy?
Cozy.
But like it was hard.
Toasty.
Hard but cozy. So he was laying on the floor, getting all relaxed, and my phone was somehow connecting to the same SSID that my washing machine at home has because, and here's a really funny thing, I think you saw this as well. I'm connected to, I can't believe I'm saying this. So my washing machine has an SSID that it broadcasts, and...
Because washing machine.
And they've all got the same SSID, all these Samsung washing machines, they've all got the same password, and they've obviously all got the same pre-shared key as well. Because now I'm wandering around the world, and my phone's connecting to like random washing machines, including in the Airbnb the other day, and then including in a convenience store last
month. Yeah, shopping.
So go figure. So that was that. Other things on my list for this week, I just passed 3 million subscribers on Have I Been Pwned.
Wow.
So yeah, I know
that's a lot of emails to send each breach, right?
You know what's happening is every time I load breaches now, or every time I run statistics or anything like that, it's actually getting slower and slower and slower because I've got a larger table joining on these massive breaches, and it's actually really noticeably happening. So I think I'm at the point where I need to sort of go and basically just add more cloud. So all right, just dial up the
sprinkle some more cloud on there.
Sprinkle cloud, direct line through to my wallet. Yeah, that's, yes. But that is the nice thing. It's like, if I want to make it go faster, I can do it easily. I just scale the SQL Azure database.
Yeah.
It goes up. So that was cool. 3 million subscribers is good. It's normally ticking around 1,200 to 1,800 new subscribers a day, which is...
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
God, that's some rate.
And it's, what am I at now? There's usually about 160 to 200,000 unique visitors a day, which is pretty cool.
It's a lot of resources.
You bored?
Yeah.
All right, so since you're bored, sit forward, and then Scott can explain Pi-hole, because you want to talk about
Pi-hole. Oh, yeah. Oh, because we were talking about this
earlier. Explain to him what Pi-hole means as well.
Pi-hole. So, people watching hopefully will be familiar with the Pi-hole. It's like a... Well, it's software you can deploy in a Raspberry Pi, and you put it in your house. So you install the Pi-hole on the Raspberry Pi, that little computer.
Okay.
So you put that into your house, and then it blocks loads of crappy stuff on your network. So it blocks loads of naffy stuff on your network. So you know, if you've got like advertisements or trackers on pages, you load the web page, you want to read a news article, and then it's got to load like all of the pictures and the videos and the sounds for the adverts that you don't want. So when I'm at home on my home Wi-Fi, which is why this came up, I notice like pages load faster and they're more responsive because the page is smaller because the Pi-hole strips away all of the junk that you don't want. And the reason this came up the other day, we were talking, I was like, you know, I'm really looking forward to going home because when I'm on my home network, everything on my phone loads so much faster. And I can actually feel the difference from being at home and being here without the Pi-hole, because now, like, if I load a news article, it's got to wait for all the pictures and the videos to load, and everything goes really, really slow. So I was like, it's weird that you can actually notice that. And like, I kind of sat there and I'm like, God, like, why is this? I was like, oh yeah, I'm not at home, and it's pulling down all the ads and the JavaScript files and everything else. So Pi-hole all the things.
So that, because it runs at the network level, like when you're at home as well and you open up your laptop or something like that and you go to a website, there's a lot of stuff that gets blocked and just doesn't load, so it's much faster. But it's normally like ads and junk like that. Unfortunately, not ads within the YouTube videos. You're always watching it. That doesn't quite kill those. But a lot of the other junk just disappears. So anyway, ads are there for websites to make money. And anyway,
which I'm not opposed to. However... Well, when they're pulling in like 4.5 meg of JavaScript. It's like,
well, that, so this is a, you and I both got
just
sponsorship.
A picture.
We've got sponsorship on our blogs, and we both went, okay, sponsorship in terms of a line of text, we're okay with that from the performance and privacy aspects, because it's obviously not tracking, it's not pulling down loads of junk. I've got up to 140 bytes worth of content, which will be compressed as well.
And I don't mind ads. Like, I found loads of cool stuff with targeted ads. Like, it, you know, I was on Facebook and it's like, hey, there's a, you know, a showing of Star Wars with like a live orchestra playing all the music. And I was like, wow, that's actually really on point for me. So, like I say, not opposed to...
It's like they know what you're interested in.
Yeah, I wonder how they do that.
How do you think they do that?
So how do they think they do what?
How do you think they know? When Scott's on Facebook, how does Facebook give him ads that are really relevant to him?
They don't like him.
Rewind.
All right, so he's on Facebook and he's looking at all these things, and he's got friends that go places, and he checks into places and he tags them, and then he likes things. How do you think Facebook figures out what ads to give him? Because they can see all the things he's doing, right?
How do they know I like Star Wars?
Stalkers?
Well, they are. They're professional stalkers.
Professional legal stalkers. Because like, they can look at all the things that he's interested in, and if they start saving all that, and it's like, hey, Scott likes science fiction, and also Scott is a male, and he's this age group, and he works in this industry, and they start to learn all these things about him, and then they can start to target these ads.
It's like IT nerd.
Really, really relevant.
Almost like Star Wars.
But you're right, it's kind of stalkerish, right? Like, it's a little bit freaky because they know so much about Scott that they can give him really, really specific things. So...
I'd rather just pay like $2 a month for my Facebook account, though.
I would be happy to do that. Something. Yeah. That, you know, that's what I noticed with YouTube, because I was watching YouTube in the hotel room last night on the TV, and so, oh yeah, YouTube has ads if you don't pay for it.
Yeah, no, I do. I don't mind paying like a few dollars a month for stuff.
Anyway, that's the next generation's problem. Not our problem.
We'll be retiring soon, it's fine.
We'll be retiring. Alright, so look, that's pretty much it. I think we'll cut this one a little bit short because you've got to go.
Yeah, I've got to go prep.
You'll talk very soon. Last thing from my side is sponsor. So I've got Vronis sponsoring again this week. They've got a new sponsor message this week as well. Security FWD. Brand new YouTube show from Vronis. Watch episode 1, How Far Can Wi-Fi Travel? I actually want to watch that because the Wi-Fi...
How far can Wi-Fi travel?
Yeah, so...
That's a long way.
I just had a quick look at... there's a YouTube video they're linking to. Quick look at the bit there. They've got a whole bunch of code and some big aerials as well.
Big, like, Yagi antennas and stuff.
Which
that's
I know
super
big,
cool.
Big aerials are right up your belly with as well, so that might be something interesting.
That's a weird Australian term right there.
I think it's English. Wasn't it English?
What is it?
Didn't we get all that belly wick?
Belly wick? Belly? As in, like, your stomach?
I've never heard...
And you're Australian. There you go.
Belly wick. The district within or which a belly or a bailiff has
B-A-I-L-I.
A person's area of skill, knowledge, authority, or work.
Isn't that bailiwick? Is it just because you say things funny because of your accent?
Router.
Router. Apparently that's rude in Australia.
Okay, I think this is a good time to cut this.
Like, I don't know why I said
on
it. I've got in trouble.
On that note, next week we'll be in London, so let's try and do this from London because, you know what? It is literally 1 week from today. We've got to fly home.
You'll be in the airport, yeah, so we'll be slightly early.
So maybe we'll try and do this Friday morning, Thursday, or something like that. So thanks for watching. This is the first time I've done it with three people, too. So you're the first threesome.
Yes.
There we go.
All right, thank you for watching.
See you.